Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 16, Joy and Vijay Cursed by the Sages, Text 19. Taranti hi anjasa mrittum nibritta jal anugraha yoginaha sa bhavan king shved anugrichate yat parai. Taranti hi anjasa mrittum nibritta jad anugraha yoginasa bhavan king shved anugrijheta jat parai. Taranti hi anjasa mrittum nibritya jad anugraha yogina sa bhavan king shved anugriheta jat parai. Taranti hi anjasa mrittum nibrityajad anugraha yogina sa bhavan king shved anugriheta jat parai. Taranti, crossover. He, because, anjasa, easily. Mrittum, birth and death. Nibritya, seizing all material desires. Yat, your, anugrahat, by mercy. Yoginaha, transcendentalist. Sa, the Supreme Lord. Bhavan, you, kim svit, never possible. Anugriheta, may be favored. Yat, which, parai, by others. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Mystics and transcendentalists, by the mercy of the Lord, cross beyond nations by seizing all material desires. It is not possible, therefore, that the Supreme Lord can be favored by others. Please repeat after me. Mystics and transcendentalists, by the mercy of the Lord, cross beyond nations by seizing all material desires. It is not possible, therefore, that the Supreme Lord can be favored by others. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Unless one is favored by the Supreme Lord, one cannot cross over the ocean of the nations of repeated birth and death. Here it is stated that yogis or mystics cross beyond nations by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are many kinds of mystics, such as the Karma Yogi, Jnana Yogi, Dhyana Yogi, and Bhakti Yogi. The Karmis particularly search after the favor of the demigods, and the Jnanis want to become one with the Supreme Absolute Truth. And the yogis are satisfied simply by partial vision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, and ultimately by oneness with Him. But the bhaktas, the devotees, want to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead eternally and serve Him. It has already been admitted that the Lord is eternal, and those who want the favor of the Supreme Lord perpetually are also eternal. Therefore, yogis here are means devotees. By the mercy of the Lord, devotees can easily pass beyond the nations of birth and death and attain the eternal abode of the Lord. The Lord is therefore not in need of another's favor, because no one is equal to or greater than Him. Actually, everyone needs the favor of the Lord for successful understanding of his human mission. Taranti hi anjasa mrittum nibrityajat anugrahat yogina sa bhavan kingshvet anugriheta yat parai. Mystics and transcendentalists, by the mercy of the Lord, cross beyond nations by seizing all material desires. It is not possible, therefore, that the Supreme Lord can be favored by others. So, the four Kumaras are offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in response to the Lord's admission that He is indebted and grateful to them. So now they're saying, they're actually in last few verses, they're actually pointing out that the Lord doesn't need anyone's favor, because He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And everyone is dependent upon His mercy, and He is not dependent upon anyone else. But still, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, due to His magnanimous attitude, sometimes displays His humble disposition towards His devotees. That's the nature of love, loving relationship. Even though the person may be very exalted, but out of love, he makes himself subordinate to the other. For example, we notice there may be a very big person, but in front of some loving object, in front of the love object of his love, he becomes very humble and submissive. That reminds me of, it's actually a story that Prabhupada told us once, that during the Second World War, one very, very important leader of the nation, America, he was needed to attend a meeting. So all the generals and all their they were waiting, and his secretary said, he's busy now, he's busy. And so they waited for some time, and out of curiosity they looked through the keyhole to find out what he was so busy with. And they found that he became the horse and his grandson is riding on his back. He's such a big personality, but he has become just a mere object of game, a play thing to his grandson, little grandson. Big man, but in front of his grandson, who is a little boy, he is just subordinate to his grandson. Similarly, sometimes the Lord displays that kind of attitude towards his devotees. Although he is the Supreme Personality, but he makes himself subordinate, he makes himself humble. He becomes very humble in front of his devotee. And in response, the Kumaras are actually saying, they're feeling very embarrassed, that why are you speaking like that? You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who are we? We are just some insignificant living entities. So that is always the attitude of a genuine devotee. And in this verse, they are actually pointing out that it is only by the mercy of the Lord that one can transcend the cycle of birth and death in this material nature. In this material nature, has been identified in various ways in this verse. One identity is nations. Nations means darkness. This material nature is in darkness. There are two types of darkness. One darkness is absence of light, and another darkness is absence of knowledge. So material nature is a region of darkness, region of nations, in both respects. There is no light. Only the sun comes up, that's why there is some light. If the sun didn't come out, and if the moon didn't reflect, and if there was no fire, which is also actually a manifestation of the sun's energy, this place would have been in eternal darkness. Natad bhashayate surja, na shashanka, na pavaka. The material nature is lit up by surja, shashanka, and pavaka. Surya means sun, shashanka means moon, and pavaka means fire. So these are the three things that bring some light to this material nature. Had they not been there, this place would have been in total darkness. Nations. Absence of light. But the other kind of darkness is absence of knowledge. Actually, therefore, knowledge also is compared to light. The knowledge also, it has been, actually knowledge is the real light. Bha or jyoti. And in the material nature, there is no light of knowledge. Yeah, in English also we use the expression light of knowledge. Knowledge is light. Ignorance is darkness. And this material nature is where there is no knowledge. And because of the presence of some devotees, and because the Lord has made the arrangement, some knowledge is coming in. Otherwise there is no knowledge. Just like the arrangement of sun is there, therefore there is some light. And darkness is dispelled, like right now. There is no darkness. Why? Because the sun is up. If the sun is not there, when the sun is not there, when the sun sets after sunset, what happens? The whole place becomes dark. Then sometimes moon comes out and there is some light again. But not much, but some light. And sometimes we light up this bulb, which is actually fire. This light is fire. Fire in the sense, the electricity passes through the filament of the bulb, and the filament causes the resistance, doesn't allow the electricity to go through, and the resistance causes the filament to become hot. So heat is fire. And when it becomes hot, it gives out light. So this is one way of removing the darkness due to the absence of light. So by bringing some light, there is some arrangement to remove the darkness. And there is an arrangement also to remove the darkness of ignorance. How do we do that? Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chukshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. We are born in ignorance. Everyone in this material nature is in ignorance. Tim Ajnana Timirandhasya. Timira Andhasya. Andha means darkness. And timir means very deep, intense darkness. But Jnananjana Shalakaya, by putting an anointing our eyes with the mascara of knowledge. Anjana. Jnana Anjana. How is that done? By giving us Krishna consciousness, informations about spiritual reality, informations about our spiritual identity. And giving us informations about the spiritual sky beyond this material nature. And this arrangement was made by Krishna himself at the beginning of creation. At the beginning of creation, Krishna gave this transcendental knowledge. And this is flowing, this knowledge is flowing through a disciplic succession. Evaṁ parampara praptam imaṁ rājarṣayo vidu. That is one kind of knowledge. The knowledge of Karma Yoga was flowing through the Rajarshis. But there is another parampara, that is Bhagavat parampara. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki. Jai Shri Shri Gornitai ki. And that Bhagavat parampara is Brahma, Krishna to Brahma, Brahma to Narad, Narad to Vasudev, and so forth. So Bhagavad Parampara, through the Bhagavad Parampara, we actually get the information about pure devotional service. The pure devotional service. Not Karma Mishra Bhakti or Jnana Mishra Bhakti. Karma Yoga means Karma Mishra Bhakti. Devotion mixed with karma. Jnana Yoga means devotion mixed with Jnana. But pure devotion means no mixture. Jnana Karmad Anabritam. Unalloyed. Srila Prabhupada identified pure devotion as unalloyed devotion. Alloy means mixture. When steel, when iron is mixed with some other metal, then that is called alloy. Or some metal is mixed with some, so that's called alloy. Alloy actually is a mixture. When something is mixed with something, so when it is mixed, then it is not pure. When the water is mixed with mud, is it pure water? Even when water is mixed with milk, is it pure water? No. But when water is just water and nothing else is there, that is pure water. So similarly, when devotion is not mixed with anything else, then it is pure devotion. Just devotion and devotion and only devotion. No other desire. Anna bhilashita shunnam. No other desire. No other abhilasha. Abhilash means desire. Anna bhilashita shunnam. Shunnam means devoid of. When devotion is devoid of any other desire, that is, when the devotion is only to please Krishna, serve Krishna, for the sake of Krishna, then that is pure devotion. But when the devotion is mixed with something, devotion is there, devotional service is being executed, but there is some other desire. What is the other desire? Dhanam dehi, janam dehi, gyanam dehi, nokri dehi, rupaya dehi. Then it is mixed devotion. That is karma mishra bhakti. And gyanam mishra bhakti is when it is mixed with the desire for liberation. When devotion is mixed with desire of liberation, that is also mixed devotion, not pure devotion. Gyane prayasam udapasya. When one gives up the desire of even liberation, even the desire of liberation is given up. Gyana prayasam udapasya namanti eva. Jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam. By hearing the transcendental knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, informations about the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the devotees, that is the Bhagavat Parampara. No other desire. Therefore, at the beginning of Bhagavatam, there is this statement that when the heart becomes free from matsarata, nirmatsar, when the heart becomes free from envy, paramo nirmatsaranam satam, dharma projjita koitava atra parama nirmatsaranam satam. When the heart becomes free from envy, as long as desires are there, envy will be there. As long as the desire for sense gratification, desire for selfish motivations and intentions are there, the heart will be filled with envy. So, heart is free from envy. Means now the heart, there is no other desire in the heart for sense gratification. The heart is now ready to receive Krishna. That is the pure heart. And at that point we become eligible to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Bedam vastavam atra vastu shivadam taputrayanam. Vedya understands or becomes qualified to understand the Vastavam Atra Vastu. Who is the Vastava Vastu? Krishna. So this is how one actually becomes qualified to enter into this disciplic succession, Bhagavat Parampara. So our line is actually this line of Bhagavat Parampara. What is this Parampara? Brahma to Narad, Narad to Vyasdev, Vyasdev to Madhvacharya, and then in the line came Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarup Rupa, Sarup Damodar Goswami, Rupa Goswami, then Raghunath Das Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, Krishnadas Kaviraj, Baladev Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. So, in an unbroken line of spiritual master and disciple, this knowledge is flowing. And especially this knowledge has become specially blessed or accepted or developed a very special feature because of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give, Krishna didn't give that to Brahma at the beginning. Gave the understanding, but not to this extent. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in the line bears a very special significance. This sampradaya is known as Brahma Sampradaya. There are four bona fide sampradayas: Brahma, Rudra, Sri and Kumar. From Brahma, the sampradaya that started from Brahma, that is called Brahma Sampradaya. The sampradaya that started from Lakshmi Devi is called Sri Sampradaya. The sampradaya that started from Lord Shiva is called Rudra Sampradaya. And the sampradaya that started from Kumaras is known as Kumar Sampradaya. So these are the four bona fide Vaishnav sampradayas. And in all these four sampradayas, in the age of Kali, at the beginning, to some time ago, when the knowledge became affected, then some acharyas came. And in Brahma sampradaya, to revive the teachings of this sampradaya, came Madhvacharya. Therefore, because of Brahma Madhvacharya's special input, this sampradaya is known as Brahma Madhva Sampradaya. But then because of appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this sampradaya got another special aspect: Brahma Madhva Gauriya Sampradaya. So, Gauriya Sampradaya. Sri Chaitanya Krishna came in this age as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bestow a very, very special favor. What is that favor? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave information beyond Vaikuntha. Previously, the understanding was up to Vaikuntha. But beyond Vaikuntha is Vrindavan. So information about Vrindavan was not available before. And in Vrindavan, the loving relationship between Krishna and the gopis is most intimate loving relationship. The most or the highest form of devotion. So these two aspects became clear because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and revealed this fact that Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesho Tanay and Stadhamo Vrindavanam. His abode is Vrindavan. Ramma Kachid Upashana Brajabodhu Bargena Jakulpita. The way the cowherd damsels, Brajabodhus, worshipped him. kachid upashana, brajabadhu vargena kalpita. The way the cowherd damsels worship Krishna is the highest form of worship. And Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. This has been revealed in Srimad Bhagavatam. The praman, the proof is Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna performed his pastimes, but to understand that pastimes, we have to approach Srimad Bhagavatam. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, in 10th canto, this point becomes very clear. Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, who eternally resides in Vrindavan, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Govindam Adi Purusham. Adi Purusham, and that Adi Purusham Govindam is Ishwaraha Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govindaha Sarvakarana Karanam. The expression Sarvakarana Karanam means he is the cause of all causes. All causes. He is the cause of even Brahma. He is the cause of even Shiva. He is the cause of even the incarnations. Matsa Kurma Varaha, Bhavana, Vishnu, Narayan. Ramadi Murti Shukala Niyamena Tishthan. Brahma Samhita is giving a very clear indication of that. Ram Adi Murti Shukala Niyamena Tishthan. Ram Adi, etc. Incarnations are his parts and parts of the parts. Nana Avataram Akarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu. He manifested himself in various avatars, incarnations. Kintu, but Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramahupumanya. But Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramahupumanya. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Govindam. These are all the words of the scriptures. Pramanam Amalam. Spotless Puran. Srimad Bhagavatam is the proof. If somebody questions, how can you make such conclusion? How can you make this claim? The answer is Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. The spotless Puran Srimad Bhagavatam is the Praman. So, time and time again, this point has been clarified and established. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Does anybody have any question? Take the mic.
Guru Maharaj, Karma Mishra, you said, is that which has desire other than just devotion to Krishna. So in that case, till a person becomes a pure devotee, who's fully surrendered, is it that we are all still in the Karma Mishra Bhakti platform? Because still there is always lingering attachment to the family and to other materialistic things. So is it that we cannot become pure devotees?
You see, when we begin, we may not be in the pure platform. Doesn't matter. When you start study, you go to kindergarten. You're starting in the kindergarten, but that doesn't mean that all throughout your life you have to be in kindergarten. From kindergarten you go to primary school, from primary school to high school, then high school to college, college to university. So similarly in spiritual life also, we may start in the kindergarten. It doesn't matter. We'll make progress. That is one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is that if an arrangement has been made for pure devotional service, then if you become a part of that, then your service becomes, when the service that is rendered to that arrangement becomes transformed into pure devotional service. For example, there is a war. The army is fighting the war. Right? Now some people are right in the front line, in the battlefield, they're fighting. But there is someone behind. Like they're cooking, they're carrying stuffs, some are cutting vegetables. But all these arrangements are to support the army to fight the battle. So when the army wins the battle, then everybody who supported wins the battle and gets rewarded. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada has created an arrangement, that's ISKCON. And this arrangement, ISKCON, is actually rendering pure devotional service. Now as a part, when we support ISKCON, become a part of ISKCON, then we also become a part of this arrangement of pure devotion. Therefore, just stay in ISKCON and keep rendering service. We may be cutting vegetables. We may not be fighting the battle right in the front line, but still we'll get the benefit. At the end of the day, we'll win the battle and we'll be rewarded. Any question on internet? Okay, any other question here? Sonny? Take the mic.
Other than Brahma Bhavani, Manana Sampada, who are the worshippers of Krishna?
All sampradayas are worshipping Krishna. They like, but their mood may be little different. Like, in they're worshipping Krishna as an incarnation, not as the, like say for example, Sri Sampradaya. They're worshippers of Lakshmi Narayan. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai ki jai. Kumar Sampradaya also is worshipping Radha Krishna, which is manifested in the, like now Kumar Sampradaya is actually Nimbarka Sampradaya. And similarly, Rudraya Sampradaya also is worshipping Radha Krishna in the line of Vishnu Swami. But that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, that understanding has been given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the proof, as I said, is Srimad Bhagavatam. And then even more elaborate understanding we get through Brahma Samhita. Hare Krishna. Yes, take the mic.
Namaste.
Did anybody understand what? Say it softly. Try to clearly speak. Yes, I have mentioned. Okay.
Your devotion is
Yeah, Gyanavan man prapodyate. Gyanavan man surrenders unto me. Now, is the surrender the end or the beginning? Beginning. Okay, so with Gyan, when Gyan ends, devotion begins. Okay. But then the devotion continues until it becomes pure devotion. Prapodyate surrenders. One can surrender with the attitude of dhanam dehi, janam dehi. Give me this, give me that. That is karma mishra bhakti. Then it may be, it may come to the point, mukti dehi, give me liberation. Then it will be jnana mishra bhakti. But then when I do not want anything, not even liberation, I want only to serve Krishna. That is pure devotion. Any other question on this side? Okay. Hare Krishna. All. Okay. Yeah.
How can we get that?
Take the mic.
How can we get that we are advancing?
How can we? How can you understand that you are advancing in spiritual life by understanding that you are not making advancement in spiritual life? Because the more you advance in spiritual life, you will realize that how much advancement you did not make, how much more you have to go. That is the spiritual nature of spiritual life. In material life, we think that we are so advanced. But as we become situated in spiritual life, then we realize, after all, I am not that advanced. For example, the Kanishtha Adhikari, the lowest class of devotee, thinks that he is the only devotee. And an Uttamadhikari, the highest form of devotee, thinks that he couldn't even become a devotee. So you see the difference? At the lowest stage, he thinks he is the best devotee. But as he makes advancement, he realizes that how much he could become a devotee. And then finally he thinks that he couldn't become a devotee at all. Everybody else became a devotee, only he couldn't become a devotee. Yes.
Guruji, you mentioned that other sampradayas they take Krishna to be as incarnation. So doesn't it make offense that Krishna is avatar?
No, there is no harm in thinking that Krishna is an incarnation, because all the incarnations are in Krishna also. So to think that Krishna is Vishnu, there is no harm, because Vishnu is there in Krishna. To think that Krishna is Narayan, there is no harm, because Narayan is in Krishna. Since Krishna is the origin of all the incarnations are there in Krishna, and if somebody thinks that Krishna is an incarnation, no, there is no offense in that. And one will see according to his own attachment. When one thinks that Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he will see Krishna as Vishnu. Right? You have a question? Okay.
Guru Mahārāj is someone is coming, he was connected to his phone, and he is devotee of the Lord, addressing him.
He connected to his phone?
He is devotee of addressing him. Then after that, everybody has identity and spiritual role also. Then he can go over there.
Yeah, well, one can be a devotee of Nrisingadev, but if he stays in ISKCON, then eventually he'll become a devotee of Krishna. But if somebody is completely sold out to Nrisingadev, then he can maintain his relationship with Nrisingadev. Like a wonderful example regarding that is Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami had a brother. His name was Anupam. Anupam was a devotee of Ramchandra. So Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami tried to make him understand that to be a devotee of Krishna is the highest. So they asked, why don't you become a devotee of Krishna? Develop your devotion to Krishna. And so he thought about it the whole night. And next morning he came and said, I can't give up my attachment to Lord Rama. So then Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami admired him. Says, the ideal servant maintains his attachment to his master. And the ideal master also maintains his attachment to his servant. If somebody by nature is Ram Bhakta, let him be Ram Bhakta. But then again, in Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Ram Bhakta came to participate. Like Hanuman became Murari Gupta in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Now, who is a greater Ram Bhakta than Hanuman? But then he also came and participated in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Sadhan Siddha, do you have any questions? Okay.
You see that at night so many kamalas and stars penetrate and stars in the sky. So, does all this exist in this universe?
What have you said?
Like at night, you see so many stars and luminaries and constellations in the sky. So, if all these stars and constellations exist in this universe?
Yes. Yeah. All the stars that you see in the sky, millions of them, countless stars, they are all in this universe. One universe. And this is a tiny little universe. This is the smallest universe with four-headed Brahman. And as the size of the universe becomes bigger, the number of heads increase. Number of Brahman's head increase.
In the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
In the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Subterranean
planets. Yeah. Subterranean heavenly planet.
Yeah, so, in that chapter, it is mentioned that we know that due to the gravitation, innumerable planets are floating on orbit. But he says that he has been refused the proposal of his quantum scientists. He says that is not due to the gravitation that innumerable planets are floating on orbit. He says there is one kind of air. For that reason, yes, innumerable planets are floating on orbit.
Yes, there are innumerable planets, but we are in one Brahmanda. This is one Brahmanda. If we need to go out of this Brahmanda, then we have to penetrate through the seven layers of the Brahmanda. Then we will come to Brahmajyoti, right? Or causal ocean. And then in causal ocean, there are other Brahmandas. So if we need to go to other Brahmanda, we have to go through the seven layers, causal ocean, and then go to another Brahmanda. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. All glories to Shri.